WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. The hat says so. We're blue. We're in Ocean City. It's not a blue sky day, but it's let us inside to have a crab cake. Tom Perlazzo's here. Should I say Ocean City Chamber of Commerce? What are you exactly?
Ocean City Tourism.
Tourism.
Tourism, yep.
Well, I'm a tourist, so I guess I'm in the right spot.
Yeah, you're in the right spot. Gotcha.
If you're familiar with Tom, obviously his brother Sam, former Oriole legend. Sammy's in Tampa, right?
Tampa, yep.
I don't know if I asked you that in the last segment, did I?
No, you did not. His Minnesota Twins.
Working for the Twinkies.
Yeah, this will be his last year, I think.
He said that 20 years ago.
I know.
He says
that all the time. But I think once he figures out that he's going to have to stay home all the time, he may change his mind.
Well, I appreciate you coming down. Tom and I got to know each other through golf about 20 years ago down here in Ocean City with golf getaways. And I dreamed up this crab cake tour. And I was trying to look for the best places in Ocean City to get a crab cake. I'm only here a couple of days. And I know I'm going to anger up a lot of the locals. I've already angered up half of South Delaware as well. Cole Tostin is here from the Tostin Restaurant Group, should I say, and Blue. I was unfamiliar with Blue. So when I Googled it, I'm like, Blue, what's that? Crab cakes, what? But I know Embers. Yes, I know a lot about the Embers. So when I think anybody that's ever been to Ocean City knows the Embers. You're the Embers family, right?
We are. Three generations.
Three generations. And the Embers, no more.
It is taking a sabbatical. We demolished the Embers after COVID to take a bit of a shift. The Embers has always adapted. If you were here in the 40s and 50s, the Embers was fine dining. If you were here in the 60s and 70s, I mean, it was even more so with waiters and tuxes. In the 80s, we shifted to the buffet concept.
I'm a buffet guy. Yep. In the 80s, we wanted buffet.
Yep.
We came to you, we came to Phillips. That's what we did, man. We ate a lot. You know, paid once, ate a lot.
Absolutely.
That's the Dundalk way.
Yeah.
Look at those pictures back in the late 80s. You'll see. You'll see I ate at your place.
Well, we just decided to shift with the times again. So the Embers will be back next year in 2022 under a whole new concept. Actually, three stories in the air. We're building out front a huge new multi-purpose facility with retail and shopping. And
you're building a lot. I mean, when I pulled in, I'm like, man, it's... You're a little under construction right now.
Just a little.
But the crab cake has been constructed a long time ago, right?
Yes. Age-old recipe.
Give me the history of your company in Ocean City, because I think when I go and meet old-line Ocean City families, I see these Layton Donuts, and I see the Phillips, and I see the Candy Kid. I mean, just Thrashers. We had them on. Fisher's Popcorn. I mean, these are... Ocean City might have more iconic brands than even Baltimore, you know, because when you're down here, you experience them all, and there's something special... You talk about 10 miles of memories. When you start coming down here in 1975 or 76, and you've been coming every summer your whole life, you notice what's here, and every little change, every little change people notice, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and there's a lot of stuff that was in Baltimore that is here. I mean, my dad is an example of that. My dad was raised around the corner from Pimlico Racetrack.
Baltimore family.
Yeah. He in particular was, and he came to... Grew up coming down here every summer working for his uncle who started the Embers and all of our family businesses in the 30s.
What year was the 30s?
Yeah.
Wow.
Came down here in, was it 35 or 36? And my family was here every summer. Opened up Candy Kitchen, opened up the Embers, opened up the Bonfire.
The Bonfire was yours too?
That was my...
So your family employed my uncle?
Yes.
1,000,000%. I promise you I was in the Bonfire. I've told these stories. I've never told this on the air, so I want to tell you. In the 70s, my recollection is being a little boy because my uncle ran the joint and I was here. I was in the disco at 10 o'clock at night. And the Rock Island Express was playing. I promise you they were called the Rock Island Express because I love them. And they would play More, 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 and Your True Connection, right? Go Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together. I'm talking straight Bee Gees, disco, 76, 77.
Yeah.
And you wonder why I turned out the way I did. This is how it happened. Well, but those competitive softball games, you're younger than me. You must be, right? I'm 52.
I am. Yeah.
So you don't have any recollection. But in the 70s.
Oh, but I've been listening to the stories since I was a little kid.
Those softball, I'm telling you, and I told Hondo this, I was at those games as a bat boy and like professional jerseys. Phillips sent out and had like full on patches on their. It was very competitive. Softball was the thing on this island.
Absolutely.
Back then.
I mean, but there were also only, like, what, six or seven big restaurants back then? So, I mean, there were a lot of little things, but, like, the big boys, the Phillips, Bonfire, you know, Mario's across the street, all these restaurants, the Quarterdeck, the people tell stories about these restaurants from...
Notice how they all mention... Don't even say Secrets. It's like Secrets that... like
Secrets wasn't here.
It wasn't a thing yet.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even mentioned that, and that's like as big as anything. There's so many things that have grown here. You've grown up here, right?
Born and raised.
So you've seen all of it.
He's a local.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when there were streets in North Ocean City that weren't paved yet.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I grew up playing baseball and soccer and everything else with Tom's son.
Yeah.
Lifers. Everybody knows everybody.
These guys, I'm going to tell you, Cole was pretty modest.
When did you know him? When he was 8, 10, 12, 12
10
3?
Probably earlier. But, you know, the Tostin family, you know, they were, you know, they're iconic for Ocean City. And there's a lot of folks like that. But, you know, he's done a terrific job. I know his dad and his mom, you know, great family history, and they love Ocean City, and that's why he's investing. And it's great to have him take a legacy over, I can tell you.
I've never heard of Blue. I'm just going to be honest. I've been coming to Ocean. I haven't come a lot the last 10 years. My wife had cancer. We've been down here 5 or 6 times in the last couple of years. We came down for Sticks. We stayed on 12th Street and generally walked around, you know, for the most part, because I like old Ocean City, boardwalking and all that. Give me the Blue brand and the history of this, because when I was looking for crab cakes, you popped up, and I didn't know the whole history. It's why I come.
Yeah.
I figured you were one of the old line places with a new brand name. But tell me about Blue, because this is beautiful, different outside. And I Googled everything to see what it looked like. I thought we would be al fresco with boats and stuff and air and short sleeves, but next time.
Yeah, well, weather, you can't control Mother Nature. But nonetheless, Blue is a brand that was produced out of more out of curiosity in the beginning than anything. You know, we were trying to see what else our property was capable of.
I mean, was Embers a crab house at some point there?
Never a crab house,
okay.
But we've always served seafood. But there's been a lot of... Like I said, we did a lot of different things. I mean, when we first started the buffet, it was themed every night of the week just to see which one was most popular, and that's how the seafood buffet in Ocean City was born, out of trial and error.
Before the internet counted clicks,
yeah,
right? Exactly.
Absolutely.
So your crab cake that you're going to serve me today, is this 100-year recipe, the same crab cake you ate when you were a kid in the 90s? Like, literally.
I mean, it's an adaptation of it, yeah. I mean, you always tweak and you always change. I mean, that's how the restaurant business stays alive, is... Nothing stays stagnant. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's still the same, you know, it's, it has all the same core ingredients, but you tweak a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, you change up your, you know, at one point we were using one kind of cracker to use our, to be the binder, and now we switch to a different one. You know, little things like that. But for the most part, our crab cake is our crab cake, and we don't plan on ever changing it.
Well, people come down here for crab cakes, and especially, like I said, I saw Arkansas and Iowa license plates. Those people better be getting a crab cake when they're down here, because they're not getting one when they're home, right? So for people to come down here and enjoy a crab cake, it's a conversation starter for me, but I think everyone will be different. I was at Fratelli's in Salisbury, and you talk about Baltimore stories. Same story.
Yeah.
Family came down from Baltimore, and we wanted a better life and a different life, and that's what we did. And that was 25 years ago. And he served me fried and broiled. And I said, "How do you?" He said, "Well, we give people a choice here. A lot of places won't fry it because of the binding part of it, making it fall apart." And I've told everybody, I'm a fried crab cake guy for the most part, but I want to eat them this month the way you serve them. But if you sent it home with me, I'd fry it, make it all ugly and destroy. You wouldn't want a picture of it.
Well, for us, we will... I mean, we'll serve it any way you want. You want it fried, broiled, no problem. But if you ask us what we recommend, we're going to recommend the broiled crab cake because you get the real flavor out of it that way.
And the other part of this is the what comes with it. And we'll talk about that when a crab cake comes. Matter of fact, let's take a break. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do the crab cake in the next segment, all right? I want to get Heather in here, too, because she's been running around. She's frightened. You still afraid of coming on the radio? I've had Ace Productions. Tom, tell everybody how good the production's been down here the last couple of days. Everything's going right with the weather today. And she
everything
has not
but the weather.
I'm not going to blame her for that.
Heather, you're going to have to get in here.
I'm not scared.
Well, I want to talk crab cake when we come back because of what gets served and how it gets served. Because I didn't think about this when I was putting this together that some people put pepper in it. Some people...
No.
Okay, see, this is where we start the fight. What can never go in a crab cake?
You start making, I mean, it's no different than you talk about, you know, you go to the old Italian families, listen to them talk about sauce. You go to, depending on which culture you talk to, which area of the country you talk to, what they do with their core things. Crab cakes are meant to be simple.
Less is more.
Absolutely. No question about it.
most of the better places that the people like you I'm talking to, everyone would say we don't put a lot in it.
No.
And it's I'm looking for the hint of the celery seed, the Old Bay, the pepper, the mayonnaise,
Old
the
Bay.
Mustard, whatever it would be. Old Bay, that's it?
For as far as seasoning goes?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean you put other things in there to bind it, you know, everybody's got their mayo, their mustard and that kind of stuff, but you know, and people have preferences on which brand and which type and all that kind of stuff. But
the fun part for me has been trying to figure out the one thing in there that I taste that sets it apart that I know is in there you're never
going
to admit to.
If you're going beyond four or five ingredients, you're doing something wrong.
Okay, so we four or five ingredients. Colt Austin's here. He's been making crab cakes a long time with his family. If you're familiar with the Embers, you're familiar with Blue. We're here. It's not blue outside, but it will be. The minute this broadcast ends, it's supposed to stop raining. So 30 days, 30 crab cakes. I'm in Ocean City at Blue. They even gave me a nice t-shirt. We're back for more on Baltimore Positive right after this.